Hello, 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 everybody. So, looks like we may have a delay. A few technical difficulties, but none we can't fix, right? So come on in, come on in, come on in. So just waiting on a few more people to get in. Had a couple of technical difficulties. If you could just comment for me, what's up? What's up? I can make sure you guys are coming in. It's restarted a couple of times, some things are going on with it, but hopefully, it's all fixed right now. Welcome to Flow Out Loud 360, Flow 360, aka. This is Lady Tara. I'm glad you guys could join me today. This is going to be a quick cast today. Just wanted to stop in and say hey to everybody. Hope everybody's had a great day and your week has gone really, really good. Pray to everybody staying safe, sanitizing, keeping your distance. If it's hot where you are, I hope you're staying cool. And if it's cool where you are, hopefully you're staying warm. All right. Just waiting on a few more people to jump in real quick. A little housekeeping while we're waiting on them. If you have not already subscribed, go to Instagram, go to YouTube, here on Facebook, on the Flow Out Loud 360. Like, subscribe, share, share, share. If you are on Clubhouse, it's under at Lady Tara. Go and follow me on Clubhouse at Lady Tara. Hey, cousin. How you doing? Glad to see you on here. Most definitely. I'm getting a delay on my end for some reason. It may be because I have all of this equipment, but nevertheless, I am going to go forward. So again, I hope you guys have had a great day, a great week, and again, I hope everybody's being safe, keeping their distance. I know with all the vaccines and the shots that's going on, people feel like they can move around a little freely now. I still say be safe, be careful, because you just don't know. They keep finding more strands, and it's not something we can see, so we definitely have to continue to be safe. And for those that are dealing with the issue, let's keep them in our prayers as well. So glad you guys are here again. If you haven't already subscribed and liked, hey auntie, how you doing? Go and follow me on Instagram, Facebook, here on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube on the Flow Out Loud 360, and at Clubhouse at Lady Tara. My name is spelled Terra, so at Lady Tara. All right. So I was thinking about how earlier today. Oh, before I forget, let me say this. So we have a great lineup coming up. for these this season of the episodes for Flora Lab 360. But before I did that lineup, I definitely wanted to come on, take the opportunity to just share a little stuff with you guys, and take the opportunity to just encourage us to keep pushing toward our goals and those things that we have achieved for ourselves, that we set for ourselves. So definitely look forward to the upcoming lineup that we have. We have some great guests coming on Flora Lab 360. So I hope that you guys continue to tune in and get to engage with the guests that are going to be coming up on the show. Again, this show is designed to equip you, to give you knowledge, to help you define your version of success. Everybody has a different version of what they think success is. And I think whatever your version is of your success, that's your measuring stick. That's what you have to measure that by. Thanks, cuz. I was wondering how it was sounding. So definitely, I want you guys to stay tuned for the upcoming guest lineup. I think you'll be intrigued and you'll like the guests. We're going to cover finances, we're going to cover investments, we're going to cover entrepreneurship, we're going to tackle, spirituality and things like that. So there's a lot going on. Also, the biggest topic I think that I want to engage in this season is that we are dealing with a lot of pressure because of the pandemic, and people have anxieties. I have anxieties, and they are sometimes scared to deal with that or scared to talk to people about that. And so that's one of the biggest episodes I have coming up about dealing with that and what you can do, things you can do to help get over, because some type of way everybody has been affected by this. Whether it was a job loss, a family member loss, a friend loss, just being cooped up in the house, having cabin fever, everybody has had to deal with it in some type of way. Anxiety, so I think it'd be good to talk to somebody or to hear how we can best deal with those type situations, right? Right now, we're living in a time where everything anybody could ever want to learn or do, it's at our fingertips. There are platforms for everything that you want to do or that you want to learn, opportunities. So I think this will be a good time to explore that, because right now everybody's attention is kind of at a standstill because everybody is not really moving around. So you're having to find things to do. And so this is a good time to get people's attention. And so this is a good time to learn, to engage, to find out what it is that you like to do. People spend billions of dollars every year looking for self-help books and training and things like that. And right now, I think the industry is really booming because people are having to find other avenues, either because they've lost their job or they're just out of work right now, or just looking for other avenues to build revenue. And so I think that things are continuing to grow because of that. And we live in a lot of, there's a lot of untapped potential. So every individual has that untapped potential because we sometimes put a lid on what we're able to do. We like to put a top on it, as to say, because we are scared to explore or scared that whatever we may explore may lead to things that we're scared to deal with. But I think that the reason people don't follow through on their changes, on changes and or go for their dreams, is because life happens. And this wise guy I know says life will knock the life out of you, and that's true. Life happens, responsibility happens, finance happens. Now, things happen to kind of just throw you off key, and so you kind of put those things on the back burner. But I think that this is a good time for us to find those elements or those things that will help us to reach our goals. I'm all about reaching goals. I do believe that for me, this platform by itself is a goal, because I'm not a big talker, or wasn't a big talker, but now I think I can pretty much hold my own. but I wasn't a talker, very shy person. And so, but this is something that I wanted to do. I wanted to always be a motivator. I always wanted to be a, you know, to get up in front of people and be able to talk. And as I begin to do little things, they begin to build. And as I begin to build on those things, I saw myself expanding into different areas that would allow me to be able to do what I'm doing now. I'm not a wordy person. I believe in whatever I gotta say, I say it and move on. So I don't have these long outdrawn things, which is probably a negative and a positive, I guess. But I think that if you take what you have and use what you have and build on what you have, then it will allow you to expand into other areas that will help you build that empire of whatever it is that you're trying to do. So one of the things that will definitely help with that is accountability. And a lot of people are not good at holding themselves accountable. So it's good to have somebody else. You may have a best friend, a homegirl, homeboy, a pastor, you know, a significant other, somebody that will hold you accountable to help you continue to dig deep and figure out what your why is, you know, to keep pushing you forward, to motivate you. For some people, that's a life coach. For some people, you know, it's a mentor, a friend, whatever it is that, or whoever it is that you need to help you define that why, to keep you moving forward, to help you build on what you're trying to build on. I think it's a good thing to be able to find that. Hey, Miss Seabrook, how you doing? You know, change is hard, and when we're avenues to new things, because I think it shows those around me, not just those around me, but I kind of want to be an inspiration to my own kids. You know, let my kids know that you can't, you don't have to give up. You don't have to settle for what people say you are. You know, I had somebody tell me one time that my dream is, people know I like to sing, you know, and I've always wanted to be an artist. And I had somebody tell me, oh yeah, you're too old, you know, at your age, who's looking for it, you know. But that was my opportunity to show them, okay, so what? You know, you're not the final decision. You're not the decision maker in my life. God is. And so I built it out the tune that I built it on and left them speechless and kept moving. Don't allow nobody else to. And that's how I said I put a lid on it, because I didn't allow anybody to define who I am and what I am and what I'm going to do. I decided to do something else, you know, to do something different, or to allow him to see. Just because you said it, don't make it so. I determine my success. And it's not that I put that to the side. I just chose something different while still doing that. But, you know, with that being said, don't let anybody else choose your path for you. You choose the path that you want to. I challenge you to find your full potential, and to dream big, to stretch to new horizons, and stop putting a lid on your dreams and your aspirations. And life will become difficult. Things will become overwhelming. Responsibilities, finances, just the world itself. But when you reach deep down and find your why, you will continue to build and blossom in what you're trying to do. The one thing I think that we can all do, you know, it's wellness, finding wellness and happiness is one of the things that is a good support system for emotional health and to getting the best out of life. You know, whether it's hanging with your friends, your family members, you know, some people like exercising, or, you know, being on that nutrition kick, or learning, or being confident, letting go of things that are not beneficial to you. Like, bad feelings or forgiveness and things like that. Those things weigh you down and they hold you down. They take away your happiness. They take away your light. You know, find some things that help create that. You know, hanging with your friends and doing stuff. Or I know we're in quarantine, so you might have to Zoom with your friends now, okay? things like that, you know, get out and exercise, learn, be confident. Like my kids got me on this bike. I be in survival mode in the first 5 minutes, but I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. It's totally different from riding the real one, but it's good for me. You know, it does help your day go by a little faster. I will say that. But find something that makes you happy. Find something that causes you to ease out of the mundane and constraints of your everyday, you know, work week or work life or habits or things that are weighing you down. You know, so, but you know, what do you guys name something that you guys in the chat box? I see I got a couple of people on here. What are some of the things you guys do to hold yourself accountable or wind down or enjoy life right now? Definitely dream big. Definitely dream big. I'm a big dreamer, and I've been told sometimes my dreams are way too big. I encourage people to dream big. I tell my kids all the time, dream big. Don't put yourself in a box. Listen. Sometimes we will try to put a box on the stuff that God gave us. He'll give us something to do, and we'll put a lid on it because we can't see how it's supposed to work out. And I tell my kids all the time, stop putting a lid on stuff. Because when you put that, you cap your possibilities, and that's not something you want to do. Continue to dream big. Definitely have accountability as to what you're doing. Yes, Sister Seabrook, an accountability partner. And Sister, hey, Sister Washington, dream big. Yes, you know, today is a good day to start living your dream. You may be short on time, you may be short on money, but today is definitely a good day to start living your dream. Any day actually is a good day to start living your dream. If you feel like you are living beneath your potential, now is the time to get up and start doing something about it. You know, life gets shorter. Every day that goes by, your life is getting shorter. So now is the time to live your dream, define your dream. It's important to have a clear picture of what you want to do. You know, what are you dream? You know, what your dreams are and how you plan to complete those goals. If it's something just writing it down, you know, and you know, checking it off and charting it every day, you know, what it is. Find you some definitely inspirational thoughts every day that may help you to achieve your dream. I like to find a scripture, something that will help me to, you know, keep moving. And one of the things I always say when I get up, Lord, there's nothing me and you can't handle today. Also knowing that it's Him that's doing all the handling and I'm just riding. But at the same time, you know, find something that will help you to focus, you know, and to be able to achieve your dreams. And every day, do something, a little something to help you get toward that dream. Because what happens is it begins to snowball and pick up and pick up. And when you add stuff on top of it, the more little things you add, it becomes a big thing. And next thing you know, you have a great production. So that's good. Setting deadline dates. Give yourself due dates. That's good right there. Definitely give yourself due dates. That's a good one, a really good one. And Sister Washington, setting deadline dates, right? I like those. I like those. That when you set a deadline, then you have something to work toward. You have something to work for. Like I got to get this done. You know, so you can have that day where you just, I don't feel like doing anything. But then when you see that I gotta, you know what, I only have a couple of days to get this done before I need to do this, and this, and you'll get up and get to moving. I like that. Now, I'm a person, I'm a mover. I tried to be lazy one day. Just a little story. I tried to be lazy one day, and it was my day off. And I'm like, this is my day off. I'm not doing anything. That didn't work. Because I knew that there are some things I wanted to do and some things I wanted to learn and some lessons I wanted to go over about being a life coach and some more tips I wanted to learn. And I got up and I was like, you know what? I can't lay right here. I don't have time for this because I want this done by this date. I want this done. I want this done. And I think setting that deadline, just like you said, really, really does help because it gives you something to work toward. You realize you can't be lazy. You can't be lackadaisical. You got to get up and go. And every day you need to watch those goals. I also think that having a spiritual foundation will help. That's just my little take on it. Having a spiritual foundation helps because it creates balance in your life. And we all know we need balance. So spiritual wellness creates balance. Looking at my goals each day. Yes. Every day, look at that goal list. See where you are, measure you are. You know how when you're growing up and your parents take that little, they take a ruler, a yardstick, or they line you up against the back of the wall and they measure you. I think looking at your goals every day is just like that. Because when you can see what you've done and what you're building on, then you're able to, you feel good, give your little self a pat on the back. Okay, I did this. Okay, let me go ahead and move to the next thing. Let me go ahead and move to the next thing. Because now you see it. And when you see it, the more you see it, the more you can, vision it coming, or vision it happening. So I definitely like that. Look at your goals every day. And back to what I was saying, spiritual wellness creates balance. I think we all have some type of spiritual wellness, whatever it is that you may believe or the power you may believe in, let me put it like that, helps create balance. And we all need that balance in our lives. So definitely do that. You don't want a triangle with only two sides. Not a good triangle. You don't have a bottom, a foundation. You need a foundation. So, I think that would be good. Aunt Ludia say, ask God to see you through. Definitely ask God to see you through. We all know that He can definitely help us achieve our goals, right? There's nothing too hard for God. He can handle it, whatever it is. Even when we feel like we are down or getting discouraged about what we're doing, we don't feel like we're going to make it, we don't feel like we're going to achieve it, trust and know that He will take care of you and that He will allow you. If it's in His will to be done, it will be done. And He'll help you. One of the things I say every morning is, Lord, help me to help me. I need you to help me, because I can't do it without you. And if you help me to help me, I can make it. I need the help. Affirmations is one of the things. I like spiritual affirmations because, again, it helps with that foundation. Every day, when you look at those goals, look at that affirmation. Repeat that affirmation back to yourself every day, a couple of times a day. Do those affirmations. It's important because it's an acknowledgement. And so I think that is really, really good to do affirmations every day. That's a big thing of mine. Some people just like positive affirmations or business affirmations. Just find you something that's going to help you encourage you to continue doing what you're doing. And every day is a brand new day. Yesterday, something may have threw you off, but today is a new day. Start over. Yesterday is in the rear view. Today and tomorrow is in the future. So definitely look to that. Go where your vision is. I like that. That's awesome. Sister Washington said, go where your vision is. I like that. I wish I could have her on here just to expand on that. That's good. That's good. I like that. I tell people oftentimes to definitely be your own hero. Don't look for somebody else to save you. Save yourself. Be your hero. I am my own shero. I'm my superwoman. I'm my hero. And the reason I say that is because nobody will do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. Nobody can define what you think success is for you. Whatever your definition of success is, you set that. We see people doing things. We see the millionaires, we see the high-paid ball players, the rollers and all of that. And we look and we say, that's success. But then when you see them on the news, how in the world did they do something like that? All of a sudden that vision of success is gone because we forget they're human too. But what is your vision of success for yourself? Not what somebody else has, for yourself. What do you see yourself as? And that was a big thing for me. I had to figure out, what do I see myself? What is my definition of success? And once I figured out what my definition of success was, I began to build on that. And so I like to encourage people, continue to build on what you think it is. And just like she said, go where your vision is. You got to know where your vision is. You got to know, because if not, you'll just be out there running around wild. You need to know where your vision is. Create your, matter of fact, if you're, one of the things I was helping my daughter with, she was creating a vision board. And she had all of these different characters on there and different picks. And I asked her about, well, why do you have this person? Or why is that person on there? Because some of them to me just didn't go together. And she just kind of looked at me. And to me, a vision board is things that you are looking to achieve for yourself. But when I looked at her vision board, it was kind of all over the place. And so I was asking, what do you see? What do you see in these people that made you put them on your vision board that you're looking for in yourself? The next thing was, okay, I gotta go do this again. We can't base our vision on somebody else's vision. Whatever vision we have, whatever goals we have, that's where our vision and our goals, those things should line up. You can't base what you want on what somebody else has, because you may not be willing to go through what they went through to get there. Everybody has a different path. Everybody has a different path they're going to take. Everybody has a different vision for how they want to get there. I think that when you are in a place where you can find somebody that maybe is on the same line, that may be one of the things. You find somebody that, hey, we gelling, we're there, we're together. That's one of the things that will help. But you don't want to base your vision on what somebody else's is. Not for when you're seeking your own personal success, because that has to do with you. Connect with like-minded people who are living and walking in their dreams. Yes. Yes, definitely, most definitely. That's definitely a good one. That's a plus right there. Connecting with like-minded people who are living and walking in their dreams. Oh, that's powerful. I like that. I like that. That's a good one. That's a good one. I would love to. That is one. I'm saving that one for my daughter. Because that's kind of like, I think it was put a lot better than the way. right now, to do that and explore that, because you do have the time and there's so many other resources out there now because of the pandemic that wasn't out there before. Listen, one of the things that I have really paid attention to is this. And I know you guys have heard me say it many times before. I say that I want to come out of this pandemic better than I went into the pandemic. Not that I came into it in a bad situation, but now that I'm in it, and God has, let me say, my attention because of what's going on around, and I'm so focused, that gives me opportunity of being accountable. It gives me opportunity to go back and see, okay, what could I have done differently? Where can I start and do this differently? What avenue can I take to better myself? I ask myself those questions. What would make me better than I was before? I should not come, if I went in, if even if I did come into it in a bad situation, there have been opportunities that will allow me to come out better. And how have I taken advantage of those opportunities? And so when I think about that, I think that if we all search ourselves and ask ourselves that question, how can I come out better than I went in? I think if we be real with ourselves, some of us can come out a whole lot better than we went in. We could really find some things that we could have done differently. Some areas in our lives we could be better in. Some people that we can reach because now we're focused. And I think that knowing where you're weak and you need to be strong allows you to work at those things. For me, it's just being better spiritually, emotionally, mentally, even physically. I have begun to work on those things that will cause me to be better. I should not come out looking worse than I went in. Even in our lives right now, people say the pandemic is bad, but I don't know that it was all bad, because it allowed us to figure out what it is we need to do different. It's not always about what's going on around us as necessarily as it is about what's going on inside of us. There are so many people hurt. There are so many people dealing with issues that they just can't talk about. People are struggling financially. People are struggling mentally. And those of us that have the outlet to reach those people, now is a better time than any to reach them. Somebody is waiting on you to do something different. What will you do? Success is a mindset. It's not always about the dollar. Sometimes it's just being mentally fit. If I can just be successful in getting over what it is I'm dealing with in my life right now, I can flourish in the other areas. And I think that for me, it was learning. It was dealing with things. It was growing in some areas in my life that I can expand on, so that when I do come out, that I can reach where I need to reach, because I'm not bound by the things that had me bound in the hustle and bustle of the world that I was living in before the pandemic. There are some things that were just grounding me. You know, you can't focus when you're constantly moving. You're trying to multitask. You're doing this, you're doing that. You're soccer mom, basketball mom. Got to run to the church. Got to run to the job. Got to go to the mall. Got to go shopping. Somebody need this. And then I got a cheerleading. I got a game. I got this. I got that. And so you're doing all this stuff. Then all of a sudden, everything has to cease. And you're doing nothing. Now what? What do you do now? That's the magic question. What do you do now? So I took this time to define what I thought success was for myself and to learn how to explore those avenues that I had been scared to explore before. And I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did. God has allowed some doors to open, some things to happen, some things to take place that I'm grateful for. And I want to definitely thank you guys for coming along on the ride. And I have definitely enjoyed the comments. I've definitely enjoyed the feedback. And again, I'm not going to be on here much longer. I've actually been on here longer than I thought I would be. But I encourage you guys to find your successful mindset and to reach out to those via text, via phone, you know, however you can, safely, that you think this just may need a little encouragement. You know, they may have a vision that they're scared to reach into, and you may be that one person that can open that up for them. Always reach back and get somebody and bring them with you. Don't ever go alone. All right. I hope you guys have a great day. I thank you guys once again. And if you're out there and you want to be a part of the show, you have something great you want to talk about, definitely inbox me at flowoutloud360@gmail.com. Or you can also hit me up in the chat or in Messenger. Again, I thank you guys.